Sukkah daf hey amud beis. Taisa de remaskil tafasta meruba loy tafasta. The Gemara, to review the background, is trying to again search for the fact that the kaporis, the top of the Aron Kodesh, in the Mishkan and later the Beis Hamikdash, was a tefach high or thick. And the Gemara had quoted a second drasha in the name of Rav Huna that we learn it out from the fact that it says el pnei kaporis. And the minimum face of a person, presumably referring to a baby, is at least a tefach. So then the Gemara asks, so let's learn from a pnei yuchni, which is some gigantic bird. And Gemara answers, tefasta meruba, lo tefasta. If you grab too much, it's not going to work out. Tefasta mua, tefasta, only if you grab a little. And then the Gemara has a similar kind of drasha later on, when it makes it say Roshava, pnei pnei, to Pnei Yitzchak, and possibly also to Panim Shalmala, and it also says, no, we should learn from Yitzchak rather than Panim Shalmala, because Tefasta Meruba, Lo Tefasta, Tefasta Mot, Lo Tefasta. So Tosis elaborates as to exactly what is the basis of this limitation, drasha scope, that Tefasta Meruba, Lo Tefasta. So Tosis begins, Yesh Mefarshim, some explain. That if you're going to say that it means more, so it could be infinite and has no stop. And therefore, we have an obligation to pick the memuat, that which represents the finite idea. So if you have to choose between finite and infinite, so it stands to reason to choose the finite because you cannot choose infinite. That's not relevant to the physical world. So Tosafot points out that our Gemara seems to contradict that understanding of tefasta meruba lo tefasta. It's the difference between finite measurements and infinite measurements. V'chani efshar lo marken. Here you cannot explain it that way. Del karchach. Therefore, lo efshar lilmud ele miponim sheyecholim likaneis b'mishkan. That here, since we're dealing with how tall or the thickness of the kaporis is, obviously it cannot be infinite because it has to be able to fit in the Mishkan and later the Beis Hamikdash. So here it's not between finite and infinite, it's between one size and a bigger size. So if tefasta meruba lo tefasta means only when you're battling between and choosing between finite and infinite, so it wouldn't make sense in the context of our Gemara. Another proof against that understanding of tefasta meruba lo tefasta. V'chein refer kamed the Rosh Hashanah, daf talan and beis, of chagiga, daf yitzayin and aleph, kabi atzeres, concerning the yamtav shvuas, yesh atashlumin kol shiva. That shvuas, of course, only a one-day holiday, and there are various korbanos that we brought on Yom Tov, the Olas Riyah, and the Shalmi Chagiga, and the Shalmi Simcha, and all the other holidays. So it can be brought at any day of the holiday. So Sukkot for 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres, and the Pesach for 7 days, but Atzeres only 1 day. So if you didn't bring the korbanos on that day, what to do? So the Gemara explains that from a drasha that Yesh la teshlum and kol shiva, that shvuas, if you didn't bring the karbanos that each individual has to bring as an ola regel, so you could bring it for 6 more days as teshlumen, which is the basis of many communities that have a practice not to say tachnun for 6 or chutzlar, it's sometimes a practice 7 because sfeik of the yoma days after shvuas. So the Gemara says, where do you get 7 from? The aleph mi chag ha-matzis. We learn it out from Chag HaMatzis, which is 7 days, and so to Shavuos, you'll have 7 days, including the first day, 6 days after Shavuos is already over, for Tashlumin, to make up the various korbanos that you're supposed to have brought on the first day. If you didn't get a chance, you have 6 more days to bring it. Uparach, the Gemara asks, V'neilif mi-Chag HaSukkis, so why don't you learn from Chag HaSukkis, in which case you'll have 8 days rather than 7 days? And Mishani, the Gemara answers, Tafasta meruba, lo tafasta, that you have a choice of picking a smaller amount or a higher amount. You have to pick the smaller amount. So, v'hasam, continues Tosis over there, yesh l'davar sof, is between finite and finite, between 7 and 8. So if the pshat and tefasta meruba lo tefasta is only worth between finite and infinite, so that wouldn't work out with our Gemara either, just like it doesn't work out with our Gemara. A third raya against that understanding of tefasta meruba lo tefasta, that it's between finite and infinite, v'od muchach behedja, it's explicitly evident, b'taras kohanim, from the Medrash Halacha, in the Sefra, the Torah's Kohanim, and Vayikra, Dichsiv, as is written, Ki Yazuv Zov Dama, Yamim Rabim, referring to a woman who has bleeding outside of the regular and either cycle, so called Zava. So there's a Zavaktana and a Zavagdola. Zavaktana is for 1 day, And then she has to wait one clean day and a Zava Gadol is for 3 days. So, and then she has to wait a full Zayin Nakiyim, which is, of course, the practice nowadays to consider all women as a Zavos Misafik. So, what's the drasha that gets you to 3 days? So, Tosas quotes the Taras Kohanim, the reads as follows. Dichsiv, as is written, Ki Yosef Zov Doma Yamim Rabim. So, we start with assuming that Yamim is Shnayim, that Yamim. So plural has to mean at least two, can't mean one, and Rabim is a third. So there you get to 3 days. So the Taras Kohanim quotes three opinions to how exactly we know that Yamim means two, because the word Yamim is just generic. It can mean two, three, four, five, six, seven, ad infinitum. So the Medrash asks, Yochel Yamim Harbe, I might think that the word Yamim implies more, even more than two. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva gives the first approach as to how we know it means two. Kol shema shmo'o mu'at, any phrase whose implication can be a small amount. Uma shmo'o meruba, but the implication could also be a large amount. Tafasta meruba, lo tafasta. Tafasta mu'at, tafasta. The same phrase, if you grab a larger amount, it's not effective. If you grab a smaller amount, it is effective. So therefore, since you could interpret yomim to mean 2 days, and you could also interpret it to mean more days, so we interpret it as the lesser amount because of tafasta mu'at, tafasta. So we hold that thought to Rabbi Akiva. Now we contrast it with his Bar Plukta, the one who gives a different understanding of how you arrive at two. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira Omer, Shtei Midos, if you have two different measurements, Achas Mida Kala, one measurement is a Mida that ends, meaning a finite measurement, V'achas Mida She'ena Kala, and another is a measurement that's infinite, doesn't end. So if you have a choice of measuring with a something that measures finitely and something that measures infinitely, modedin b'mida kala, with a finite measurement, v'ein modedin b'mida she'ena kala, and you do not measure with something that's infinite. So you have the word yomim, which could be finite, meaning two, and it could also mean forever. So we say that it means two rather than forever. So just to pause here to wrap up Tosis' proof. So you see from Yehuda ben Becerra that he's using a different halachic kind of drasha to limit it to two. Not the idea of tafastam rubalo tafasta and tafastam mu'at tafasta, which Rabbi Akiva used, but a different idea. And what is that different idea? That when you have a finite measurement and an infinite measurement, you have to use the finite measurement. So from here, Tosis proves that clearly Rabbi Akiva, who used the phrase tafastam rubalo tafasta, tafastam mu'at tafasta, is not the same as Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. And if Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is saying that when you have finite and infinite, you have to go with the you have to go with the finite. So clearly, Rabbi Akiva, who's using the phrase tafasta meruba lo tafasta tafasta mu'at tafasta, is not referring to that idea, and hence the disprove to the original understanding presented by the Eish Mefarshim quoted by Tosfos, that that's exactly what tafasta meruba lo tafasta and tafasta mu'at tafasta means. The difference between finite and infinite cannot be, because that's the opinion of Yehuda ben Becerra, who doesn't use that phraseology. So obviously, Rabbi Akiva, he uses a different phraseology of tafasta meruba, different from Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Must be that that's not what that phrase means. Now, continuing in the Taras Kohanim, Tos continues to quote the Taras Kohanim with the opinion of Rabbi Nechemiah. Amar Rabbi Nechemiah, v'chilama ba'a kosev, rhetorically asking, what is the Torah coming to do? Liftoach o linol? Is it coming to open, meaning to give us understanding and clarity, o linol, at the close, to not give us understanding of clarity. Somewhat similar to the phrase that Rashi quotes in Chumash, lo ba'kosev listom el lefarish. It's not coming to make things unclear, it's coming to make it clear. So now Rabbi Nechemiah elaborates, v'alo lo ba'linol el leftoach. The Torah is not coming to close or to be unclear, but rather to be clear. So therefore, im ata omer yamim asara, if you're going to say that yamim means 10, and not just 2, so, oh, eino elameya, maybe it means 100. O Messiah, or 200, or Aleph, or 1,000, or Reboot, or 10,000. So it would be very unclear what Yamim means. You can't arbitrarily pick, let's say, 10, because maybe it's more. Uchshata Omer Yamim Shnayim, but when you say that days means exactly two, because that's the minimum, as Rashi quotes in Chumash, Miad Rabim Shnayim, that the minimum of a majority is two. So then, Pasachta, so then the Torah gave clarity. If it's anything above two, then it's unclear, because if it's 3, 4, 5, so maybe it's 10, 11, 12. Again, according to that, not focusing on tafasta meruba, tafasta, tafasta mu'at, lo tafasta. because contrasting with Rabbi Akiva, and not focusing on the difference between finite and infinite, because contrasting with Rabbi Seira, but rather a different idea that you should have clarity, and the only way to have clarity is to assume that it's two. To elaborate a little further, what Rabbi Nechemia seems to be saying is the following. When we have a situation where it says yamim, which we know can mean two, or it could mean more, so if we say it means two, it's clearly defined, because it can't be one, because yamim miyat rabim shnayim, it's at least two. But the minute you're going to go above two, three, so it could be four, or five, or six. You're not focusing on the fact that there's a difference between finite and infinite, as Yehuda ben Maser is, but between the fact that two is defined, anything above two is undefined. So now Tosis gives his own shot as to what Tafasna Meruba means, including in this Brisa, in the words of Rabbi Akiva. V'zeh pirusho shel Tafasna Meruba. Im ata tofes es hamuat, if you grab the smaller amount, ain motzin oso miyadcha, they're not going to take it away from you. Why? Shehamuat bechlal hameruba. In our example of the yamim, so two is included in any higher number. So minimally, we have to grant you that you at least have a right to say the yamim means two, because the two is included in any greater amount. Avlam bosa litpos hameruba, but if you come to say it's a greater amount, three, four, five, six, omelacha, so the objector could say to you, Havei Raya v'tol, so bring a proof and only then take it. So the only safe bet that you have is to pick the lower amount, which no one could take away from you, because that clearly has to be at least that. Any greater amount you could always challenge. So that's the pshat of tefasta merubah tefasta, not a difference between finite and infinite, but rather that the smaller amount is definitely true, and you'd have to prove any kind of higher amount. If that's the case, this seems to be somewhat similar from what Rashi says on Tefasta Meruba. Rashi in the Rimaschal Tefasta Meruba in the fourth line, Magum Shat Toshmei Afamuat, where you could even say less, but Meruba Lo Tefasta, the Esh Lahakshos, because you could attack that Tefosis Amuat. You could always challenge that. Well, how do you right to take more, take less? Vareta Shakran Bidarecha, then it's going to turn out that you're lying, meaning that there's no evidence to say that it's more. And therefore you could only take the less one, the lesser amount. Even though Rashi used different words from Tosfos, but it sounds pretty similar. So now Tosfos elaborates, and what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira and Rabbi Nechemya's view? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira ba lilmod minhag ha'olam. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira learns from the way of the world. Shetosin es hamida kala, that use a finite measurement, umanichin es hamida she'ena kala, and you leave the infinite measurement. So afkan tosin achesh ban hamuat. So here too, concerning yamim, you grab onto and assume that the translation of yamim is two is the correct one. Sheish lo sof, because it's finite. Rav Nechemya bala mod miderech hamakros. Nechemya learns not from this concept of the safest bet of the muat is always included in meruba, which is the pshat of tefas meruba Rabbi Akiva, and not like Rabbi Yehuda Seira that we're learning from the minhag ha'olam to use a finite measurement. But derech hamikra, that it's the job of the Torah to make things clear. But balilmer b'derech hamikra shelo balistam elafareish, as we said earlier, Tosis rephrases Reb Nechemya's words with more familiar terminology rather than laftoch and linol, that listom and lafareish. The Torah didn't come to close, to make it a closed book and not understandable, but lafareish rather should be clear. So now Tosis has a comment, v'hacha gabi tashlumin, here, meaning in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, concerning the makeup of Karbonis for Shavuos, where we had a choice of either learning from Pesach, which is 7 days total for bringing the Karbonis, or learning from Sukkot, which is 8 days total to bring the Karbonis. So there, Tosfos notes, Tzrichim kulan l'taimei shel Rabbi Akiva. There, everyone is going to have to resort to the reason of Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, the phrase, Tafasta meruba tafasta, tafasta muat, lo tafasta. To elaborate. In the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, so the choices are either 7 or 8. Well, 7 is finite, and 8 is finite. So it cannot work with Yehuda ben Maaseira's idea of contrasting the finite with infinite. Similarly, this logic wouldn't work, according to Rabbi Nechemya, either, because we mentioned earlier that Rabbi Nechemya is saying that when you have something defined and something that's undefined, so you have to go with that which is defined, like the Miat Rabim Shnayim, and you can't go higher than 2 in the case of the Zava, because the minute you go higher than 2 to 3, then maybe it's 4, maybe it's 5, maybe it's 6. But in the case over here concerning Tashlumin, where it's either 7 with the model of Chag HaPesach, or it's 8 with the model of Chag HaSukkos, so both of those are clearly defined. So therefore, Rabbi Nechemya's logic wouldn't get you in one direction or the other to say whether it's 7 or 8. So it must be Rabbi Akiva. Tafasta Rabbi lo tafasta. That the choices here are 7 and 8. 7 is included in 8, so that for sure is true. So therefore you have no right to go to 8 because you have to leave it at 7. The Gemara, in giving a different approach as to how we know that a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim tall, wants to learn it out from the Kruvim, because the Kruvim are considered sochachim, mekanfehem, ala kaporas, so does chach, it will be 10 tefachim. So the Gemara has mathematical calculation to figure out that there was 10 tefachim between the wings of the Kruvim and the kaporas, the lid of the Aron Kodesh. So part of that math is to use the same ratio of the height of the Kruvim with respect to the height of the ceiling of the Kodesh Kadoshim. So the Gemara records the Pasuk in Malachim that the Kruvim inside the Beis HaMikdash were 10 amas tall. Tosis elaborates, the Komas HaKruvim Eser Amas, because the height of the Kruvim were 10 amos, V'habayis Shloshim Amos, as it says explicitly in the Pesukim, that the ceiling of the Beis HaMikdash was 30 amos tall. And therefore, it's a 1-3 ratio, and then we apply that same 1-3 ratio to the Aron Kodesh and the Mishkan, and from there we get that the wings of the Kruvim were 10 tefachim above the Kaporos. So Taz has the following difficulty. It seems to be exactly against the Pasuk. V'hadich Siv, and that which is written in Malachim Perek Vav, a little later on, from where it says that the 30 Amos was the height of the Beis HaMikdash. So there it says, V'lefnei Advir, Esrim Ama Orech, V'esrim ama rochav, the Dvir referring to the Kodesh Kedoshim, was 20 amos long, 20 amos wide, v'esrim ama kamaso, and 20 amos high. So how then could our Gemara assume that it was 30 amos high, even though there is such a pasuk like that, but doesn't this imply that the Kodesh Kedoshim had a lower ceiling than the rest of the Mikdash, only 20 amos high? In which case, there'd only be 10 amos between the Kruvim and the ceiling, and that, of course, would ruin the whole mathematical calculation of our Gemara. So Tos explains, three lines on the bottom. Hainu misfasa kruvim lamala. When the text in Malachim says that the dvir, the Kodesh Kedoshim, was 20 amos tall, it doesn't refer from the floor. It refers to the tops of the kruvim. Misfasa kruvim lamala. The kruvim were 10 amos tall, another 20 amos from there to the ceiling. So then a total of 30, and that's an explicit Gemara. Kedisa befer kamocher peros in Masechet Bava Basra, where it says that explicitly in the Afsari Testament base. So that's the way Tosis gets out of this by quoting the explicit Gemara that the Psukim of 20 Amos is actually in combination with the Kruv. So Tosis notes, but this is presents a difficulty on Rashi on Malachim. Lokomosha Pirish Bukundris Beferish Malachim. Not the way Rashi says in his commentary on Malachim, the Alias Beis Kodshe HaKadoshim Nemucho Mishal Hecho. Then Rashi explains that when it says that the Kodesh Kadoshim was 20 Amos, he doesn't give the Pshat of the Gemara Bava Basra that it was 20 amos above the Kruvim, but rather Aliyas Beis Kodesh Kedoshim, that the ceiling of the Kodesh Kedoshim was lower than that of the Heichal, that of the Kodesh, the first chamber where the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaZohar were. So Rashi is against the Gemara Bava Basra, and that's Tosis's comment that Rashi is difficult. So the Aruch Lener and others explain that Rashi on Malachim is probably trying to explain Pshuta Shel Mikra, and Chazal are trying to explain it, Alpi, a deeper meaning of Drash, that it's really the 20 Amos works out with the 30 Amos. But the Fipshuto, the Kodesh Kedoshim, was actually lower than the Kodesh or the Heichal.